Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
It's time for the Alan Stock Answer on News Talk 840 KXNT and on demand at kxnt.com.
Here's President Alan Trump Stock. Signed an executive order on anti-Semitism, and you might think he was signing an order to abolish the First Amendment of the U.S. Constitution. The order states that Title VI of the Civil Rights Act prohibits discrimination based on race, color, national origin, and anti-Semitic hate. The reason for this is that the Civil Rights Act didn't specifically incorporate religion. The order is written so as to enshrine, quote, the definition from the International Holocaust Remembrance Alliance of Anti-Semitism into executive order and clarify that Title VI of the 1964 Civil Rights Act applies to anti-Semitic acts, end of quote. Now, the Department of Education can withhold federal funding from any college or educational program that discriminates based on race, color, or national origin, and religion is just not covered in that portion of the law. Muslim, Hindu, and Sikh students are protected from discrimination under Title VI based on their shared ancestry or ethnic characteristics. The State Department is citing the International Remembrance Alliance, IHRA, which defines anti-Semitism as, quote, a certain perception of Jews which may be expressed as hatred toward Jews. Rhetorical and physical manifestations of anti-Semitism are directed toward Jewish or non-Jewish individuals and or their property, toward Jewish community institutions and religious facilities, end of quote. Now, the Liberal Anti-Defamation League sees the executive draft as reaffirming protection of Jews without infringing on First Amendment rights. The Simon Wiesenthal Center commended the order based on the fact that it sends a global message at a time of surging anti-Semitism on both sides of the Atlantic. But the Jewish left-wing group J Street argued that the executive order was designed to have a chilling effect on free speech and to crack down on campus critics of Israel rather than fight anti-Semitism. Now, as usual, J Street is dead wrong. What is truthful is that anti-Semitic individuals and groups have used Israel as a wedge to be accepted as a legitimate political protest against Israel when it's been their intent all along to really go after Jews, Jews of all political backgrounds. Attacks against Jews in Europe and the U.S. have swelled in the past several years. These attacks are often hidden behind the label that there is a real interest in the Israel-Palestinian conflict. So if there was no Israel, there would be no college demonstrations or attacks on Jews, right? Wrong. These groups have used anti-Israel rhetoric as a guise to espouse anti-Semitic hatred. Let's be clear. Anti-Jewish graffiti has been found on Jewish fraternity dorms, Jewish synagogues, and Jewish schools. The graffiti has had nothing to do with Israel or events in the Middle East. The graffiti only reflects anti-Jewish bigotry and hatred. European hatred directed toward Jews throughout the centuries never had anything to do with Israel or the Middle East. For all of these centuries of hate and bigotry, the only direction of evil was directed toward Jews, their religion, and their identification as a people. Nothing more. That hatred is reflected in the American hatred anti-Semites have toward Jews. The fact that this president at this time in our history has taken the bull by the horns and has in effect said enough is enough has been a huge major event. Politically conservative Jews feel that no president has had the back of Jews as has our current president. Will Jews overall show the gratitude towards Donald Trump that he's due? Will politically liberal Jews overcome their irrational hatred of Donald Trump and all things conservative? Let's hope so. I'm Alan Stock. Keep on thinking free.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.